When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Find Your Daily Calm, the podcast that explores strategies and tips for living a more peaceful and mindful life. On today's show, we're thrilled to have Brian Sachetta, author and owner of Get Out of Your Head. Brian's brand and book series seeks to help folks overcome anxiety and depression. Drawing on his experiences as a software developer and his battles with mental health issues. In his work, Brian combines his knowledge of computer systems with practical strategies for evading psychological demons and finding inner peace. He currently has two books on the market: Get Out of Your Head, A Toolkit for Living with and Overcoming Anxiety, and Get Out of Your Head, Volume 2, Navigating the Abyss of Depression. Brian's mission is to help as many sufferers as possible through not only his books, but also his blog and podcast appearances. We're excited to hear more about Brian's unique approach to overcoming anxiety and depression. Let's listen to Brian lead this guided meditation on dealing with anxiety.
A meditation for dealing with anxiety. So many of us experience anxiety. One way or another, it's part of the human condition. But just because that's the case, doesn't mean we always need to let it bring us down or prevent us from living the lives we desire. In this episode, we're going to walk through an exercise or meditation that helps us slow down or reverse anxiety's draining effects. But first, I want to make sure we're all on the same page about what we're dealing with. For the most part, we can say that anxiety is future-oriented fear, the concern that something negative will transpire in an important area of our lives. Thus, if we perform the same calming actions we do when we're outright afraid, we should be able to mitigate our anxiety somewhat. The rest of the game then comes down to how well we manage that internal state of fear until the subject or possibility that's troubling us comes to pass or disappears altogether. To kick things off, let's assume you're feeling a bit anxious right now. That may even be true already. If it is, I think this exercise will prove especially beneficial. Regardless, however, the first thing I want you to do is observe your breath. What is it like? Is it fast? Slow? And is it reaching all the way down to your stomach? Or is it simply stopping at your chest? To get our bodies to relax, we need to activate our parasympathetic nervous systems. We do that by exhaling slowly and deeply. And we can't exhale slowly and deeply if we don't first inhale methodically. So let's get some long and extended breaths going. The pattern here will be: breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, then breathe out for 4 more. A process that many people refer to as box breathing. Let's do 3 of those cycles now. In, 2, 3, 4, hold. 2, 3, 4, out. 2, 3, 4. Again, in. 2, 3, 4, hold. 2, 3, 4, out. 2, 3, 4. One last time, in. 2, 3, 4, hold 2, 3, 4. Out 2, 3, 4. Once we activate our parasympathetic nervous systems, our rational capacities will come back online a bit. And that means we'll be able to think more clearly about whatever scary matter is at hand. With that in mind, I now want you to answer this question. The thing you're fretting about, how significant is it? Is it a minor annoyance or a true life or death scenario? If it's anything other than the latter, take a second to remind yourself of that fact. Feels good, right? That's what breathing can help us accomplish. And if it truly is a significant possibility or outcome, that's okay too. Either way, we've got a tad more meditating to do. Next, we're going to repeat a mantra to ourselves to help tamp down our fear. To keep things simple, let's go with, "Everything is going to be all right." I like this one because it cultivates serenity and makes it easier to detach from the chaos swirling in our minds. Let's repeat it 5 times and see how it makes us feel. Everything is going to be all right. 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 So, how are you doing now? A bit better, I suppose? Great. I've got 2 more things we can enact, then we'll wrap up here. The first is for us to recall a memory from our past that brings us some joy. Maybe it's the evening you met your significant other. Or perhaps it's the day you accomplished something special. No matter the case, place your focus there for a minute. Next, I want you to reflect on all the specific details of that event. Recall what was happening around you and who was there. Can you even think back to the smell of your surroundings or what the weather was like? If so, concentrate on those things for a bit. Recollect how you felt in that moment. I'd imagine you experienced quite a bit of joy that day. Do you detect any of that same emotion inside yourself right now? If not, can you? That's exactly the sort of thing we're after here. Now, if you're enjoying where this exercise is taking you, feel free to hit the pause button and just sit in your happy memory for a while longer. When you're ready, we'll be here, ready to move on to the final piece of the meditation. Last but not least, I want you to reflect upon the fact that, despite the unsettling nature of what's causing your anxiety, it won't stick with you forever. In fact, it will likely come to pass in just a short while. Maybe you have an important job interview or date approaching. Those things can be scary, for sure. But what's important to remember about nearly all of them, and anxiety in general, is that no matter how they unfold, they won't actually end our lives. Instead, they'll pass along like all our other previous tribulations and leave us looking for the next thing to concern ourselves with. To take advantage of this fact and generate some more positive feelings, I want you to think about what life will be like when this specific bout of anxiety leaves you. It should be pretty liberating, right? I know it's not easy, but why not give yourself permission to feel that same way right now? For when it comes to anxiety, the entire game boils down to managing our emotional state. If we can rack up enough small boosts of positivity, we'll eventually tip the scales in our minds and find ourselves in more cheerful frames. And that's what this entire meditation has sought to help you do. So, as we now set to part ways, let me ask you one last question. What are some other methods by which you could lower the fear response in your body? Could you talk to a friend or loved one? Go for a walk, or listen to your favorite song? Whatever the tactic, give it a shot. I'd love to keep this tranquility thing going. In closing, I'd just like to say, Dealing with anxiety is quite trying. But you're here doing your best to get through it. Give yourself some credit for that. I have much love and respect for you, and I hope you reserve some of those same forces for yourself. Until we meet again, I wish you great peace of mind. You've got this, my friend.
We thank Brian for joining us today. His insights into overcoming anxiety and depression are invaluable. And we appreciate his unique perspective on the parallels between computer systems and the human mind, his dedication to helping others through his brand, books, and podcast appearances is inspiring. For listeners who want to learn more about Brian's work or get in touch, you can visit his website at getoutofyourhead.com. Other details about Brian can also be seen on this episode's show notes. And to all our listeners, we'll see you next time. May you be calm, may you be at ease, and may peace be with you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.